Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Picture Book Look podcast. I'm Kim Chafee.
And I'm Kirsty Call. Together, we'll share some of our favorite picture books and chat with their creators to explore the journey from story idea to bookshelf.
We'd love you to join us as we take a picture book look. Feeling stuck in your creative journey? Needing to change your narrative? Everything you want is possible.
As a therapist-trained life coach for creatives, I'm excited to help authors like you create clarity and build self-confidence so you can achieve your dreams.
Kirsty can help you get the drama out of your life and into your art. Visit kirstincall.com. That's KirstinCall.com and register for a free consultation today.
Hooray! I can't wait for us to work together to get you where you want to be.
Hey, Kirsty.
Hey, Kim.
So here we come with a rum-pum-pum.
Huh, Kim, have you taken up drumming?
Not yet, but now that I've read Here We Come, written by Jana Matthies and illustrated by Christine Davanier, it makes me want to learn to play lots of instruments, actually.
You should totally do that because then you can join my family band, Calling Out.
Calling Out. I love it. I love it.
Okay, that's perfect. But we're going to have to wait and have auditions after the podcast interview. Okay.
Fair. That's okay. Fair. Yes, definitely.
We're excited to chat with Jana, Christine, and their editor, Alan Johnston. Let's talk.
Jana, we're going to start with you. Where did you get the idea for this delightful story?
This idea really is very close to home for me, close to the heart. I grew up as a kid who, from an early age, was into music and playing outside. I started playing piano at age 4 and violin at 8 and was always singing and playing with rhymes and books and things. So kind of what you see in this book is very much the essence of an important part of me. Somebody who loves to play with words and music and be out parading. There was a place in my neighborhood growing up where my best friend and I called it the Enchanted Forest. And it was a creek bed and woods all around it. And what Christine created for this book took me to that place in a way. It was just perfect. But as I wrote it, I pulled on that childhood experience. And also, you know, in raising my own kids, we did very much similar things at birthday parties. Even I'd sit at the piano or the guitar and we'd make, like, my 3-year-old's birthday party, we made little shakers out of beans and cans. We'd get out the bongos and have sing-alongs when their classes would come over for parties. It's just really true to the way, and not now that they're 16, 19 and 23, there's absolutely no sign of that going on, but in their little days, that's what we did. And then I work with kids now for the last 13 years. I've been a music teacher for little ones, pre-K, kindergarten, first grade. So this is really my sweet spot. And the writing of this idea just flowed very easily.
Well, it really shines through the fact that you work with kids this age. The writing is so lyrical and lovely and musical and so much fun to read aloud. We're so excited about this book.
Thank you. Yes.
That's the perfect lead-in for me because my scene with picture books is my main love is the young picture book, but it is so hard to do well. And what I always tell people when I speak about it and people who want to send me things, I just say, you know, I just want something that has incredible rhythm and is truly, meant to, feels like it's just so begging to be read aloud. And when you read it aloud, you become kind of this movie star for the children that you're reading to because the text is so good that you're so into it, you know? And so out of the blue, I looked this up last night. I got this manuscript from Jana on December 1st, 2016. And, wow. You know, I get so many submissions and Jana, you can correct me, but I don't think have we met before? I don't remember that we had.
We had not met, but I was between agents at that time. And my prior agent had sent you something and you sent such a nice personal reply. So when I was then on my own without an agent, I thought, okay, I'm just going to submit this to Alan Johnson and mention that she'd been so nice. And that was our only connection, which I'm sure among all the emails you receive didn't trigger your mind, but it gave me the courage to think I'm going to reach out because I think this is up her alley.
I mean, I could tell as soon as I opened it and you guys now, you know, loving the text, I could tell as soon as I opened it, there was something really special going on. And I think I pretty much got in touch with you pretty right away.
We wanted to know what the illustrator selection process was like.
Christine and I had finished up this amazing book we did, Talk About a Great Read Aloud, this book with Mam Fox called Early One Morning. If you don't know it, I would highly recommend checking it out.
It's a really good one.
I wrote to Jana and her agent, and here's my letter. I said, what do you ladies think of the illustrations of French artist Christine Davigny? I'm finishing a book with her, blah, blah. And she's been a real joy to work with. She's eager to do another book with Beachland, and this one might be perfect. And they loved Christine's work, so that's kind of how it happened. I just felt like Christine would have the ability to just have this beautiful light touch and all the energy. And she did exactly what I hoped for.
It's beautiful.
Yes. Definitely has a lot of energy. It's beautiful. It's a perfect match for the words. Christine, what was it about the text that made you want to work on the story?
You know, so like Jen, I'm not from a musical family. You know, music was not really something at home, except that I was raised with two sisters and my parents, and we used to sing a lot, you know, in the car and at home. And I always loved singing. So when I read the text, you know, it was strange because I'm not used to illustrate the text. You know, I said, okay, so I read the text aloud and it was like a song, but I had no idea what I was going to do with the text, with the line. But, you know, I repeat the text and suddenly it became a song. And don't ask me why, except that I was raised in the countryside and we had a garden, but it was obvious it will have to be in the nighttime and it will be summertime. And they will go outside. And, you know, when I illustrate something, you know, I try to be a part of the image. You know, I try to, how do you say that, to jump.
Put yourself,
you know,
into it, yeah.
Yeah.
So I was a part of this little band. And, you know, it started and I was like, oh, you know, it's so great when you're a child. Imagine that you go outside in pyjama. And, you know, you're going to meet people and you're going to have a walk. And that's how it started. And it was just joy, you know.
Another thing that is a really irritating thing that people do, picture book writers do who are not artists, is they gum up their manuscripts with a bunch of art notes. And so that's like telling the illustrator what to do. And Jana did not have any art notes in it at all. And I love hearing you say that, Christine, because I loved how it was so open. And so, I mean, I know it was sort of a challenge to figure it out, but I feel like that's what makes a great illustrator like you, you know, want to look at a project where you get to tell a story in the pictures that isn't already in the art. And that is, I mean, already in the text. So I just feel like you did that so beautifully.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, there was also the text you wrote, you know, and the constriction helped. Because with the repetition, you know, and wanna come, you know, there's something, okay, there's something I have to find. So it was totally abstract, but, you know, with the time, you know, it became something. And it was like a, how do you call this, when you make a sweater, the wool and pelote of lamb, you know.
So I just had to find the thread,
you know. Oh. And when I found, I know I didn't find right away the right one. You know, I tried, it didn't work. So I tried another one, and you know, finally I found, and it was great. Yeah.
I would love to add that for me, this book was really an example of how picture books are supposed to be told equally by the person who provides the initial text and by the artist who does the illustrating. And Christine completed this story and made of it something that I never imagined. In my mind, this was a daytime event outdoors with all human children. And so I love that Christine says it was obvious it was at night, because I never pictured night.
I love that.
Because I was picturing children. I never would have sent them outdoors at night by themselves. But because Christine made this animals and children, it became like a dream, and anything is possible, right? Yeah. In a dream.
Mm-hmm.
And
so true.
So I absolutely love that she took it under the moonlight and created the most delightful cast of characters.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's so delightful, and we love the cumulative structure and the rhythm of the words, the repeating phrase of want to come. It just really makes you want to dance and tap your toes while you're reading, and it's such a perfect read aloud. Can you tell us, Jana, about your writing process for this story?
I remember it coming together very easily, far more easily than a picture book, you know, typically does in the writing. And I think in part it was the sentence or those first two phrases, here we come with a rum-pum-pum, wanna come? Those lines just came to me one day somehow. And so I just began. And it was clear that the final lines needed to all rhyme with come. So that gave me boundaries that I needed to find musical expressions that could end with that sound. And I just followed that path, and it came together. As I was looking back through my files, I could only find one draft, and I think that was it. I'm sure that I made some revisions within that first draft for myself, but typically, you know, you have a list of 10, 15 revisions and drafts, and this was a simple one for me. very strangely.
Lovely.
I remember brainstorming a very long list of rhymes, brainstorming very long list of phrases that could lead me toward that. And it was important for me to include not just real musical instruments, but also rhythms that could appear naturally, like the swish swish bum of the diaper.
I love that. Yes, that's one of our favorites.
Good. Or the pop pop bubble gum. So I wanted everyone to feel they could come, not just those who could play a violin.
I think that's lovely.
You know who? When I was working on the story, on the sketches, the images, I remember there was this movie. I wrote the title "The Inn of the Six Happiness." Do you know this movie? It's Ingrid Bergman.
Mm-mm.
I do know it. Yeah.
I know that song.
That song, I know.
I saw it when I was
this old man.
I don't know why I had this song all time long. And it's a walk, you know, it's Ingrid Bergman having a walk with all those children, and they're moving, they're going to the place.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
So, Jana, do you have a specific writing schedule, or do you just kind of write when inspiration hits?
Generally, I keep Monday, Thursday, Friday as writing days, and I purposefully sit down and try to make time to come up with things. But of course, as we all know who are creative, things come to you in moments and you go with it when you can.
Yes.
I don't remember exactly how this happened. I wrote this text, I think, in 2014. So, and then I put it in a drawer thinking no one would be interested. And then I thought of Alan 2 years later.
Wow. So, perfect.
Yeah.
So, Alan, speaking of you, what was the editing process like for this story?
Well, it's funny. I was just, when Jana was talking, I was just looking at the original manuscript because it was so clean. I mean, I really, I didn't, have to do very much to it. But what happened was kind of later on in the process, we realized that some of the, because like Jana said, that she had originally imagined it to have a different setting. And again, like I really emphasize that it was so awesome that she never told us what her original vision was for it, because when they're this good, they really don't need anybody describing, and it's so much more just respectful and all to not say anything. But what happened was that the part in the book when they end up in the rainstorm and everything, and we had the line, it said, instead of boom, boom, rum, pum, it said boom, boom, come. And it was sort of like the idea of got to come home, you know? But it just, because of where they were out in this beautiful imaginary or non-imaginary place, we needed to have a different kind of moment right then, because the coming was going to be like, it was going to take a little while for them to get home, you know? So we took. Mm-hmm. So that was really right, Jana. That was kind of like one of our.
Yes.
That was the job you had, and it's so the solution. You look at it now, and it seems easy, but it wasn't to come up with rum pum. But it was like to try to figure out how to get the another noise that wasn't repeating boom boom, and that rhymed, and it was speaking to this storm that was happening. When I'm working on a picture book, one of the things I always do, and I know people think it's weird, but I mean, some of my colleagues, is that I just never depend only on looking at it on the screen. Like I really always print it out throughout the process. So you can really pay attention to the page turns and the pacing.
It's lovely.
Christine, we love your art. I mean, we've just been kind of gushing all over it. Can you share with us a little bit about your process?
I don't have the feeling that I found a solution. I think it was really a discussion. I was totally lost. The first problem was to find who was going to say "wanna come." Mm-hmm. And also you have to think that it's not my language. Even if it sounds like music, sometimes I go on Google Translation and I say, "What does this mean?" I was totally lost, but it's great also because it brings you somewhere else. But so the first idea was, okay, wanna come. So the little boy is going to say, wanna come to the reader. Mm. And it didn't work, you know. So I don't know. What can I say? You know, I found the characters. I wanted to have mixed animals and human. I wanted to have a big one, a baby, which was obvious, a little girl, a black little girl, different shapes of animals. And after, you know, we all started the walk. And, you know, some moment there was a problem with, okay, what I'm going to do, you know, what does this mean? And I found the solution and we went to this point. I don't know, it was my process of illustration was like a journey, you know, like a...
It's beautiful. Yeah,
we started, I had no idea where we will all go, but I knew we had to go in this direction.
And you succeeded. It's so beautiful. It's such a good synergy of words and pictures.
I really love the result. But, you know, for me, it was a group. We were
a collaboration,
together,
yes.
And like Aline said, you know, also I remember Michael, you know, I was asking Michael, you know, what you think of this. And even Judy Sue, you know, my agent. Everybody was trying to figure out, mm-hmm. and we found something. And I had no idea for the birds. I don't know if I found this or if so. I don't know how it came out. I forgot.
It's lovely. Yeah. It's lovely. We have one more question for everyone. We're going to start with you, Alan. When someone reads this book, what do you hope they feel or learn?
I just want them to just be filled with the joy of the rhythm of it.
Perfect.
Christine, the same question. When someone reads this book, what do you hope they feel or learn?
Well, you know, when the book is finished, okay, again, we open, you know, like...
Yes.
One more time.
I love it. What about you, Jana? Same question. What do you hope they feel or learn when they read this book?
Yes. I hope that they feel invited into the music. I hope that they feel invited into music making.
A big thank you to Jana, Christine, and Alan for joining us today and giving us a look into the creative process for Here We Come. Check out the show notes to learn more about Jana and Christine and their other fabulous work. Don't forget to follow the podcast so you won't miss an episode. And we would love it if you would leave a review. Thanks for listening and
happy looking!
Picture Book Look is produced by Kirsty Call and Kim Chafee. Music by James Call.